This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast. I'm Brad the Big Noise Evans, joined by Senior Fun Buns Brandon Funston. We got a Thursday night affair down on South Beach between the Miami Dolphins and the Baltimore Ravens. We're going to get our pick on the side and the total, along with all of our various player props and where certain individuals may rank in our fantasy pecking orders this week. But before we get to that, the expectation for the next chapter in the career of Odell Beckham Jr., Brandon, is not Kansas City, not Vegas, not the Green Bay Packers, but more than likely a return to the Bayou for the former LSU Tiger and uniting with the New Orleans Saints. Now, assuming that is indeed the landing spot, and assuming that you still think that OBJ's got some gas left in the tank, knowing the question marks at quarterback, but also knowing the clear path to opportunity with the fleur-de-lis, what would your rest of season expectations be for Beckham once he catches up to speed with Sean Payton's offense?
I think if he can stay healthy, which is a huge caveat. You know, I was looking over the last four plus seasons, counting this season as a partial season. He's played 60% of his games. His body's broken down a bit. He's 29 years old. But if he can stay healthy, I think he brings to that offense something they desperately need. If you think about the guys that they have, they don't have guys that can get in and out of their breaks really good, that can work across the middle of the field, that can catch the ball on the run and hardly, you know, skip a beat. And those were all things that Odell Beckham excelled at. He wasn't really a sideline deep ball threat. He's always been a guy that's been able to work in that short, intermediate, and even sometimes
across the middle.
And you look at, you know, Marquez Callaway, Deontay Harris, all those guys are kind of more of the one trick pony kind of receivers, don't really bring a lot to the route tree. So I think this could be very good. I was looking at the Saints. They have 61 completed passes to receivers. Tyreek Hill and Cooper Kupp have more than that alone. So they are last in the league in receiver receptions by a long shot. Some of that is due to the quarterback play and the system that they're running, but a lot of that's due to the talent of that receiving core. So I think Odell steps in there and is immediately the number one guy. And, yeah, I think there's wide receiver three upside here in this offense.
Yeah, look, he's shown flashes of the past this year, you know, when he's been healthy and a very conservative scheme. And you're right. I mean, are you really worried about Marquez Callaway or Tre'Quan Smith? I mean, Michael Thomas, we know, is done for the season. And now we got question marks about Alvin Kamara's status. Right?
I know. I saw that.
So, yeah. I mean, look, the cupboard is really bare for offensive weapons. And, you know, Simeon, I'll give him credit. You know, I know he's been a journeyman. I know he's been lambasted, and understandably so, but he was putting balls in the money last week. Guys were just dropping him flat out. So, you know, that was the issue that Beckham and Baker had, is that Baker was inaccurate toward him. And, you know, some of that was on OBJ. He did have a couple of nasty drops, but a lot of those throws were errant. So once he can catch up to speed, you know, hopefully establish an instant bond, assuming it is going to be Simeon rest of season, yeah, I think he's top 36. I could put him in that conversation because, again, volume is everything. And he's certainly a guy that's going to attract at least, what, 8 targets per game? I think that's fair.
Yeah, 7-8 targets, I think, is fair. If they open things up a little bit because they have somebody, you know, as a talent now in that receiving core, assuming he goes there.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, not etched in stone quite yet, but looking like a very increasing likelihood that OBJ will sign with the New Orleans Saints. All right, with that put to rest, let's get to the Thursday night matchup, Baltimore-Miami. The line on this game, Ravens laying 7.5 with a total of just 46.5. We don't know who's going to be quarterbacking for Miami, if it's going to be Jacoby Brissett or Tua Tagovailoa. But Brandon, your best guess on how this game shapes up, again, with the Ravens favored by a little over a touchdown extra point with a total of 46.5.
Yeah, I think the Ravens are so good down the stretch. I was looking the other day, they're 19-4 from week 10 on over the last 3 years with Lamar Jackson. So, and they seem to typically just get better and better. I think they cover this. I will say that this game is, let's go 30-20.
Man, do the Ravens get to 30? Really, does Miami even get to 20? Not knowing the quarterback situation, I'm going to say 17 for Miami. I'm going to go 27-17.
All right, 10-point spread. My game's a little funner to watch, but we both are.
Well, you're over. And if my math is correct, let's see, that's 3-6. I'm under. So that's where the rubber hits the road on the 46.5, but we're both taking the Ravens to cover. With that, let's get to it with another Fantasy Five.
Number five.
All right, as we always do midweek here on the pod, props, some more player props. Most of these are actual real props. I'll let you know the ones that I just pulled out of my ass, Brandon. And we do have one that kind of veers in a different direction we're going to get to a little bit later on in the countdown. But let's start off with Numero Cinco and Mike Gesicki, Pride of Penn State. Is he going to pull a Pat Freiermuth? Also, the Pride of Penn State, a couple of tight ends making some noise here in box scores. 53.5 is the receiving yards line for Gesicki, who's been a top five fantasy tight end. Will that continue this week?
Yeah, this is how you attack the Ravens. They are, you know, they are good on against wide receivers. They've typically been very generous to tight ends and even to the running back position. So Gesicki with no Devontae Parker, it hasn't really mattered whether it's Tua or Jacoby Brissett. He gets it done as long as Devontae Parker's out of the lineup, and we know that's to be the case. So I guess this is a big number, but I honestly think it could be upper 50s, even higher for Gesicki in this game.
Yeah, let's see. 1, 2, 3 tight ends. That's it. Have gone over this number against the Ravens this season. But on an average basis, you know, they've been very generous. 6.5 receptions per game, 74.4 yards per game, 6 touchdowns, second most fantasy points to the tight end position. Oh, man, I'm on the fence.
Also have given up 50 to Mo Alie-Cox and 91 to C.J. Uzomah. So,
yeah.
So part of it's who they've played. I think they're giving up. Their best showing was 2-for-10 for T.J. Hockenson. So they do have that on their card to their credit. But, you know, Waller and Kelsey both went over 100 yards. So, again, I think it comes down to how can Miami attack this defense, and you know this seems to be a susceptible area for them.
Yeah, I'm in. I'll take it. Based on the viral video that Gesicki had about a year or two ago, which he threw a football over the house, the entire house was open, and he ran a straight line through the front door, out the back, and caught the ball.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yes,
I have not seen that, but wow.
I'm not sure it's real, but I want to believe it is. So, yeah, you know what? Screw the soft over. Hard over on Mike Gesicki.
Number four.
All right, let's move on. Miles Gaskin, pride of UW. How are you feeling about the UW basketball team right now, Brandon?
You know, the UW soccer team is ranked number one in the country. That is my team.
I think in terms of like the bottom five college basketball power five teams, Washington may be number one with a bullet after getting clobbered by NIU in the college basketball opener on Tuesday. But this is a football pod, so we digress. This guy went to Washington. Hopefully he'll be a hell of a lot better than what the basketball team under Hopkins showed, who may be shown the door here in short order. 67.5 combined rushing receiving yards. Pulled this one from DraftKings. Been a bit of a Gaskin apologist over the years. Is he going to take the over here?
Yeah, I'm going to apologize for him again. I think this is a good number again, but I'm kind of imagining it in my head. And this is a guy, Gaskin's averaged 20 touches per game over the last three games.
I know.
Look at that kind of volume with Malcolm Brown out. You know, we can feel good about the volume. Can he get to 35 receiving yards and 35 rushing yards? That's all he has to do. I think he can. I'm going to take this very slight over.
It seems like a low, you know, cross, a low bar to cross, but it, for some reason, he's floundered, particularly on the ground. You know what? I'll tell you apprehensively, but I'll take the over as well. I don't feel great about Gaskin. I tried to trade for him recently. That's how depressed my fantasy season has gone in one league that, you know, I was crestfallen that I couldn't get him at a deal offering T. Higgins for Gaskin, but for the sake of this wager, for the sake of flex options everywhere out there, remember, we got four teams on bye. No Houston, no Giants, no Cincinnati, no Chicago. Barely over. I think he gets 70 combined yards against a undermanned, really is, Baltimore Ravens defense.
Number three.
All right, moving on. Let's go to Hollywood, a man that is shunning downtown Yuma. Maybe in a perpetuity, Brandon, and that is Marquise Brown, a guy that's been a top 10 fantasy wide receiver this season, getting the job done. It is really odd week in and week out where the sports books are setting the line for him. This seems crazy low to me, and I want to get
your feeling.
Real
line? I thought
it's
for
real.
Sure you were gonna say I was gonna.
No, I didn't make this one up.
Of your handicapping skills.
No. This is real.
So low.
This is real, and it's spectacular. It's 56 and a half.
Yeah, 56 and a half. Daddy want. Daddy need. Daddy got it. I don't get this one at all. He's only been under this number twice. In all the other games, he's been way over.
Yep.
And the Dolphins have given up 13 wide receiver yardage games that have been over this number. I don't understand. He is the clear number one in this passing game. I guess Mark Andrews could make a case. But as far as the receivers go, he's number one with the bullet there. And, you know, he's consistently making half of this in one catch, you know, per game. So, yeah, God, I don't understand. This should be in the upper 60s in my mind.
Yeah, and again, the longest yards for his catch prop is at like 23 and a half. So you're right. It's practically half of what the total is. Look, he's lined up in the slot 20.6% of the time, so he's going to get a little Nick Needham, which is a great thing because Needham's giving up a 73.8 catch rate. When he shifts outside, I'm more likely going to see some Xavien Howard, and he's underachieved this year. 105.8 passer rating allowed. You mentioned he's been consistently over this 6 of 8 games. He's number 6 in total air yards. He's top 15 at ADOT at 14.99. He's seeing the volume at 8.6 targets per game. Oh, hell yeah. Windmill slam dunk. Double sledgehammer on the over. Hollywood Brown, 56 and a half yards.
Number 2.
All right, let's go to a Miami Dolphins wideout. Let's zero in on Jalen Waddle. Real line, juice to the under, Brandon. So plus odds in the over if you care to go that direction. 5.5 receptions for the rookie out of Alabama. Whether it's Tua, whether it's Brissett, volume should be there, but will the catches follow the volume? What do you say?
Yeah, he's been under 4 times. I mentioned, you know, Baltimore's much better against the wide receiver position. It's weird. Jalen Waddle's 6th among wide receivers in catches this year. I'd be more inclined to take the under on the yards, but I think given the matchup, I think I'm going to go slightly under here. I'm going to say five catches.
Yeah, 5 guys have gone over this. Against the Ravens this season. I like Waddle this week. I've got him ranked. Do you have your ranks in front of you? If you don't, you might want to pull him up right now. Yeah. I'm pulling mine up. I'll tell you exactly where I have Jalen Waddle ranked. By the way, I got Marquise Brown at wide receiver 14. I may have to move him up. But for Waddle, I have him presently. Where are you, Jalen Waddle? Brandon, while I'm looking for him, there he is. Wide receiver 28 is where I have him slotted.
Oh, look at that. You know where I have him? Wide receiver 28.
What? Why? Every week. Again, folks, we don't share notes before the podcast, but for some reason, there's something out there in the ether, in space, and Brandon and I, through telepathy, just connect in this alternate dimension, and we're on the same page yet again.
You know what's funny is I have him right in front of 2 guys that are kind of similar ilk. Short area, slottish kind of receiver.
Hunter Renfrow?
Hunter Renfrow and Cole Beasley are right.
I've got Beasley 32 and Renfrow 27.
Okay, so I got Renfrow 26, Beasley 27, Waddle 28. We're close on all those guys, but that's kind of what you have to expect, right? It's going to be volume, but I think of those 3, the matchup for Waddle is by far the worst.
Yeah, I'm with you there. So slide under on Jalen Waddle, 5.5 catches, and I guess Brandon and I are locked in at wide receiver 28.
Number 1.
All right, last one. I pulled this line from Prize Picks because they do fantasy points, and I used to bet on fantasy point over-unders when I lived in Colorado on DraftKings, but in the great state of Illinois, they do not offer fantasy point props. And unless DraftKings is not doing them anymore, which is also possible, but Prize Picks has got him. So I think it's a really good measuring stick for Lamar, considering he's just a smorgasbord of fantasy and sports betting goodness, a guy that gives you a little bit of everything, so much variety. You know, he's like those mini boxes of cereal that you would get, you know, the Fruit Loops, the Honey Smacks, the Frosted Flakes, all in that one variety pack. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that when I was a kid, when I would just basically snort sugar all the time. So 24.5 fantasy points is a line of Prize Picks, and it's 1 point for every 20 yards passing there, and it's more traditional scoring, 4 points per passing touchdown. Everything else is the same universally across the board. 1 for every 10 yards rushing, 6 points for a rushing TD. But what do you say, over under 24.5 fantasy points for action? Action Jackson.
Yeah, he smashed the over in three of the last four. He had over 40 against Indy, had over 25 against Cincy. Last week he had 37 against Minnesota. Running a lot. He's been over 50 yards in every game except for one. I just think he's going to get over 24.5. I think what's his average right now is 29.3.
Yeah,
at least
money.
Yeah, depending on your scoring system. But 24.5 is a number he's been over each of the last each year as a starter. And this is, to me, if you look at the matchup, this is above average matchup for him as well.
Oh, totally agree. And I think he's going to run wild again. You know, added on to this, I took the over on 62.5 rush yards. Miami has seen Josh Allen twice. That's really the only true blue dual threat quarterback that they have, you know, gone toe to toe against. And then the second game, Allen ran for 55 yards on just 8 attempts. The thing about Lamar is he's running more. He's got at least 12 rush attempts in 3 of his last 4 games. I think he's going to be in the double figures in that category. You know, Miami doesn't apply as much pressure as Minnesota did last week. They're number 21 in total pressure rate in the league, but they've had their problems up front, though they are improving in that capacity. Unlikely to have Latavius Murray. Going to be some Devonta Freeman, some Le'Veon Bell mixed in there. And, of course, our guy Tyson Williams will not get a single snap. But regardless, I think it's like probably 240, 245 through the air, 1 to 2 passing touchdowns. But I think it's 70-plus on the ground and another rushing TD. So I think he sails past this. And a handful of guys have done this against Miami this season. Derek Carr had 27.1 fantasy points against the Fins. Tom Brady went for 41.9. Allen went for 32 in the second matchup. And Matt Ryan went for 24.8. So Lamar, who I believe you ranked number one among all quarterbacks for the rest of the season, will, again, shine under the primetime lights. All right. I guess you have nothing to add there. I thought you were going to back that up.
Oh, no. He's ranked number one for me this week. He's ranked number one for me the rest of the season. I'm all in on Lamar, and I have nothing negative to say or to debate what you just said.
All right, so you're going to take the over on the 62.5 rush yards as well?
Yes.
All right, you're a smart man. This is why I love
you.
All right, let's see. Let's put your wits to the test here, Brandon, and add in some quick hitters here to round out the pod. Rashad Bateman. Here is a number I pulled out of my butt. It's just 3.5 catches on his prop over under.
I'll say, is Sammy Watkins playing? I think he is.
He is.
I'll say 3 catches for Bateman. I'll take the hook on the under.
So you got him outside your top 40 this week?
I think I do. Yeah, just I can bring that up really quick. It's close, but let's see. Bateman. Good radio. Oh, I actually have him at 41.
All right. I got him at 35. I'm going to take the over. Let's do an impromptu game of head-to-head. Rashad Bateman or the suddenly resurgent Brandon Ayuk against the Rams?
I have Ayuk as the last wide receiver 3 at 36.
I am at 34. What about Rashad Bateman? Questionable at quarterback. Is it going to be Kyler Murray or is it going to be Colt McCoy? Christian Kirk?
Where do I have Kirk? I'm actually at 34 on Christian Kirk.
So I'm at 33. Oh, we're very close there. Mm-hmm. So slightly ahead. Last one, Rashad Bateman or the struggling Cortland Sutton against Philly?
Yeah, I gave Cortland a number 32 nod. I'm just it's more hope than it is, you know, looking at the logical.
Yeah, the recent
conclusion.
Trend.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm actually going Bateman. I got him one spot ahead of Cortland Sutton, who I have ranked as my very last wide receiver 3 to 12 team league at wide receiver 36. What about Devonta Freeman? Another number that I pulled out of thin air, 49.5 rush yards.
I was just looking at it. He's been over in 2 of the last 3. I think this game, they'll get, and I'm going to throw Le'Veon Bell in there as well. I think there's going to be 2 Baltimore running backs get double digit carries in this game once again, like last week. So I think Freeman will go over this number ever so slightly.
God, I don't feel good about it. I think he's flexy, sexy material. Yeah. If there's a lot of lipstick on Devonta Freeman to really enhance the sex appeal. But yeah, I guess I can get on board. Like maybe 51, 52, just squeaking out the over for Freeman. Maybe he falls in the end zone for 6 and pads the bottom line. Whether it's Tua or Brissett, insert your Miami quarterback here, over under 1.5 passing touchdowns.
Can't get there. I can get the 1. I think, and I have them scoring 2 touchdowns. I guess I feel like maybe there's a special teams or defensive touchdown, a big play, Miami big play at home in a national televised game. They get something else, but I don't think it'll be 2 touchdown passes.
Under. I'm with you. Give me one. Maybe same game parlay. I'll get one touchdown pass for whoever starts a quarterback for the Dolphins. So a very unappetizing, matchup for them. Even though Baltimore, though, was down a ton of bodies in that secondary, I'm just not feeling it as well. Last one, Mark Andrews, anytime touchdowns at plus 150. You willing to fire in a ticket?
I'm just looking at Miami. They've only given three tight end touchdowns. They haven't given up one in the last four games. So actually five games. I could see it happening. I'm not sure I'd fire off on it. I don't feel like it's a slam dunk.
Yeah, and you look at Andrews. God, he's been kind of a seesaw at times this season. He's only got three TDs in eight games. He's gone back-to-back. You know what? I'll say no. I'll say this. Two touchdown passes for Lamar. One's going to go to Hollywood, who is just shockingly used at an exceptional rate inside the red zone, which astonishes me every time I see the number. And I'll say the second one goes to your boy, Devin Duvernay.
Yeah, he got a nice one last week. I can get down with that. And then how about a rushing touchdown for Le'Veon Bell again?
Sure, why not? I've got him in the Kings Classic, which is a 14-teamer with multiple flexes. And yes, I've been flexing him. So I will take that all diggity day long. And with that little gem, Le'Veon Bell scoring a touchdown, it's an appropriate way to wrap this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track. Please follow Funston on social media, at Brandon Funston on Twitter, me, at Noisy Cuevas. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And as always, until next time, adios, amigos!